This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
Hello, I'm Echo Gecko, a lizard who loves ecology. It's nice to feel part of a group, isn't it? Ecology shows us what we have in common with the plants and the animals around us. Why don't you join me as we find out more? Yodelay. Today I'm up a mountain looking at the alpine plants and animals that make their home here. It's quite chilly, even in the summer. Too cold for yodeling. Brrr. Pretty grasses and heathers may grow in the lower alpine meadows, but the higher you go, the colder it gets, and there's less oxygen too, which affects plants and animal life. Up in the high alpine mountains, the main plants are lichens, algae, and sphagnum moss, which covers the rocks like a woolly green blanket. Animals that live on mountains have to adapt to the cold by hibernating, migrating to warmer areas, or insulating their bodies with layers of fat and fur. Birds migrate to warmer climes in the coldest parts of winter, whilst alpine animals like mountain goats have larger lungs and blood that cope with lower levels of oxygen. The oak egger moth is a clever insect which adapts to the cold by, well, staying in bed. He hibernates not once, but twice over two winters before finally emerging as an adult. His colours are dark to help him soak up the sun. Moths and other insects make a welcome meal for the birds that live on the mountains. But the birds aren't safe. Something's coming! Ah! We should hide! It's one of the top mountain predators, a merlin. This bird of prey is fast and agile. He makes a meal of small animals and can even grab other birds out of the air, mid-flight. It seems like I'm going to be stuck in here until the merlin heads off. Maybe I'll give this whole hibernating thing a go. See you next time!
Eco Bite. Closer to home, did you know you can see ecology in action in the soil in your garden? Now, you might think soil is just, well, dirty mud, but it is a snapshot of the ecology in your garden. It's made up of minerals like silt, clay and sand, humus, that's organic material from plants and animals. There's also chemicals like calcium and potassium, water, air and living organisms like worms and microscopic creatures too small to see. Soils can vary in their acid and alkaline levels, which can affect the sorts of plants that grow in it, and in turn, the sorts of animals which will live nearby. So as you can see, soil is much, much more than just mud. Join us again next time when we find out more about ecology on Fun Kids. Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.